John Holmberg here, shilling away for the people I sleep with at Tuft and Needle. Oh, my goodness. I went over to the Tuft and Needle store on Scottsdale and Thomas and laid down on their brand new hybrid mattress. Now, I've got the Mint mattress at my house, and I sleep like a baby that doesn't cry, and obviously a very sleepy baby, but a baby nonetheless, just deep, super sleep. I wake up so rested. Got on the hybrid, and I said, okay, next level of comfort. I bought the hybrid immediately. It's a perfect combination of the coils and the foam that Tuft & Needle has kind of reinvented. This mattress is amazing. Then I got the adjustable bed frame under me, and I'm like, okay, I want this too. I'm redoing the whole bedroom because all their new stuff is so amazing. Not to say their old stuff isn't equally as amazing. Plus, I got the pillows, the sheets, this thing called the pouch, which is a reinvention of the beanbag. You got to go down there and check all this stuff out. Go over to Tuft & Needle, Scottsdale and Thomas Roads, or in Gilbert at Gilbert Heritage Marketplace, and sleep with me at Tuft & Needle.
Get something, something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
All right, here we go. We are welcoming you into Brady's Actors Studios. This could be quite a beautiful thing or a horror show.
Are we taking bets?
Horror show is leading.
No. I am ready to act.
There is no line in Vegas. Bets will not be taken.
Damn it.
Yeah, I wish it would, but it's not. It's absolutely not going to be a thing. Brady will have his acting chops ready to go, and hopefully you, my friend, will be able to act properly and get these done. We're going to show a clip from a film. I'll give you some good music, Brady, some beautiful acting music. Brady likes to act. The scene will go on the screen with no sound, as we discovered this morning when Brady watches a video for Brady-O Videos. He cannot reenact it to save his life when there's too much cussing or he needs to explain what's going on. So maybe something a little more familiar would be fun for Brady to reenact. This is the idea of a listener, Josh, who emailed and said, wouldn't it be great if Brady just tried to reenact movies we've seen as he's watching them, as he remembers them, and it could be fantastic. Toledo's pulled up a couple of clips from movies we either know or don't know. I don't even know if we know them that well, right?
I think we know most of these.
Okay.
These
and first Brady one. Will then.
Is he going to do voices, John?
I don't know. Are you, Brady? It's all up to the interpretation. Now, I've told him the things he can't do is just shout out catchphrases or names or, hey, we're running alongside Tom Hanks. He's a retard. We get it. It's not a clue shout festival. It is you
acting,
seeing
acting,
the
yeah.
scene and saying, I remember this scene. I think he says this.
Try to
and
do
then
it
the lady
without
says
giving
this.
It away.
Try to redo the scene
yeah.
as you remember it word for word without just shouting out.
But if you can nail like their accents.
Absolutely.
Or
the closer
their sound.
You are.
When don't I, Eric?
Yes. The closer you are to the character.
I love that you said accents
the
with
better.
This first clip.
All right. So here we go. Well, should we get a phone call first?
I think you
so.
Get
let's
the
grab
list.
The person.
We got Matt on the line.
Matt, are you there? Anybody wants to play 585-9800?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, Matt, are you ready?
Fire away, Brady. Let's
all
get
right,
into Calvary
here we go.
Board here,
Brady is the scene is on, and here we go. Brady, reenact this out loud.
Okay, Brady, yo, what's up? We got a problem here. Oh, you got a problem? Yeah. F you. Yeah, well, F you. That's my low rider. What's up, guys? Going here. Let's break it up. Let's take care of these lowriders here. What? You want to race for pink slips? No.
It's not.
I don't like your hair.
You've never seen this.
Well, let me just tell you, I'm about to cap somebody.
Okay.
This is how we roll in the hood.
Oh, now see, careful. It got very, all right, what do you got there?
It's kind of sounding like maybe a little Fast and the Furious, but I don't want to throw it down. I hinted a little Robert De Niro in there.
Nope.
Can I ask, am I getting close?
That would have been the worst casting ever. That's your clue. Yeah. If Robert De Niro was in this, it seriously would have been the worst casting ever. We need
Fast
an answer.
And the
Fast and the Furious is incorrect. Unfortunately,
yeah, I knew that
no.
would go that route when I
that
said
was
pink
Boys
slips.
In the Hood, if you can believe it.
Sorry, Matt.
Sorry, Matt.
Did you miss him showing the Glock
yeah,
in his
when
pants?
He broke out his Glock.
I said at the end. I'll
at the end.
I'll
yeah.
cap your ass.
Yeah, I didn't see him
hood.
Pull it out earlier.
Yeah, you got nervous and threw out the word
flashed,
hood.
Yeah.
Those boys in the hood. And you didn't really mix up too many of the characters. It was pretty static one guy talking the whole way.
Maybe this next clip.
All right, we'll see if we can. Let's go to the phone.
We have two Seans waiting, so this is the first Sean.
One Sean. Sean, one. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm still there.
All right, Sean, here we go. Brady's going to act out a scene from a movie, and Brady, go.
I'm thirsty. Maybe this coconut, I'll get some water out of it. Oh, my gosh. All I can eat is coconuts on this island? I got to figure this out. Oh, how do you break them open? I'm not going to live long on this island. I'll throw it against the rock. They're not breaking. Freaking coconuts. Hopefully I can break this open. I am so thirsty. This is going to be brutal. I'm going to be here forever. I got to get off this island. Come on, give me some coconuts, please.
Right. Do you have any answers for this?
It sounds like Brady's hungry for a Castaway.
Castaway hungry. Yeah, it's the feeding scene in Castaway.
One down, two more to go.
All right, good luck.
That is acting.
Movie number two.
I don't know how he could figure that out.
That's
Brady.
A great one, Brady. All right, here's movie two. Good luck.
The biggest wave is coming, but Bodie, you can't do this. I'm doing this, man. I'm going out. You can't arrest me. I got the big wave. I got to hit it. It's my life. I got to find the Zen. Just let me go. I can't let you go. Yes, you can, bro. I got to surf this giant wave. No, you can't go.
Okay, go ahead.
Is this Point Break?
Point Break. Brady has nailed that one. You might have actually memorized Point Break. That's pretty good.
I think you got some of the lines.
All right.
They do say bro a lot.
For the win, good luck.
Hang on.
Oh, wait, there's a commercial first? Yeah, reenact the commercial, Brady. Tell us what we're seeing.
We're at the Iron Gym. Dedication.
Old man.
Oh, wow.
It's a commercial for
Dicks.
Is this Peloton? Here we go. Is this the Peloton commercial?
Yeah, no. Here's the movie. All right.
I'm a little concerned here. My meter's going off the roof. Who's that? Oh boy, we got a plasma. I don't think I'm going to zap it. I'm pretty scared here, fellas. I need your backup here. We got one. We need to get our guns together on this. Let's capture this thing. We can save the city. Oh my gosh. He's eating off the cart right now. Get my plasma gun out. Time to capture you.
It is the first Ghostbusters.
Correct.
Yes.
Well done.
Yes.
Brady, you are amazing.
That was thespianism I've never seen.
We got to go a little deeper.
Yeah, those were the easiest movies ever, except for Boys in the Hood. Should have been a little easier than that for Boys in the Hood. Nicely done. Hold on. We'll give that guy some tickets and stuff.
I've never seen Boys in the Hood all the way through.
Racist.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
Why not? That's a fantastic movie.
Well, I started watching. I'm like, oh, man, this is way too black for me.
Yeah. I would have assumed the answer would have been because you lived it.
maybe that a little bit.
I grew up in Columbus, Ohio. I lived it.
You've never seen Boys in the Hood all the way through? Do yourself a favor. And put it on subtitles and watch Boys in the Hood. You will love it. Why not?
I'm trying to remember the entire movie.
Of Boys in the Hood? If you haven't seen it, you're not going to.
There's a lot of life lessons.
Is that the one
Lawrence
with scholarship?
Fishburne's
oh, yeah. Then I have seen it. Yeah. I have seen it all the way through. He gets shot at the end. Yeah.
Well, that's an easy guess. You haven't seen it all the way through.
Dre, the one guy had a full scholarship.
Did he?
He was the one that was getting out of the hood.
Who?
I'm not sure if it was Dre, but it was Lawrence Fishburne's son.
Nope.
Wasn't it? Oh, no, it was the...
The other black.
Yeah, the other...
they all...
That's
the
why you couldn't
one.
See it.
Which one is which? Is Ricky going to USC or Trey? Doughboy's not. I can tell that's Cube. No, it's Trey.
He said Dre.
Yeah.
Oh, you did say Dre.
I did say Dre.
Dre's not in it.
There's Dr. Dre.
Trey.
Not in it.
Yeah, I know.
Singing. Trey was Cuba Gooding Jr.'s character, Trey Stiles.
Yeah, he was Lawrence Fishburne's.
That's Lawrence Fishburne.
And Ricky was the scholarshiped.
Morris Chestnut.
Yeah.
Played Ricky. His daddy was nowhere to be found. His mama loved Ricky. Didn't care for Doe. They were stepbrothers. Either you don't know, you don't show,
or you don't care about what's going down in the hood, Brady.
Are we done?
We're not done.
We got more people.
Are you ready? You got more?
All right,
let's do it. All right, who's on the line?
Another Sean.
Oh, other Sean is on. Sean, it's been good days for Sean here. Good luck to you. Brady's about to act out a scene from a movie. Toledo will pull it up on the screen, and Brady will act starting right now. Good luck, Sean.
Oh, my gosh. I can't stop this bus. You got to understand, the cruise control's busted on us, but I don't know what's going on. But, bro, don't go over 55. It'll explode. Well, I'm going to run out of gas here pretty soon.
It's speed. He's right. Well done. Toledo, give him something a little tougher.
Deeper, man. Deeper.
Come on. These are hits.
You talk about a bus. People know immediately.
All right. Good luck, Brady. Here we go. Movie two.
What do you see? There's a detonator. Yeah, they put a detonator in this prison here. They've got a booby trap. They've got it rigged. Well, can we get through there? Because we need to get the prisoners out. I don't know. He's got it rigged pretty good. Hey, I'll take care of it. Get me a force of four guys. I can get this done. You don't even have any background. I'll give you my best. Your best?
Ah.
Only losers give the best.
Doing whatever scene he wants.
Yeah.
Look around.
No wonder it's easy. He's just
want to get out.
Just, might as well just written down the rock and handed you the page. It's a rock. I'm going to give it to you because the guy's not doing. He's just
that's not even the scene, Brady.
Not even close.
Tell me what the scene is.
The scene was when they were talking to the guys about the special forces going in there and getting the prisoners out. That was the guy that was in.
Man, you guys
Terminator,
should talk
right?
more often. Yeah, that was a Brady.
That's a
word
avalanche.
That was a Brady sentence you just threw out.
Nailed it.
All right, for the win, make it tough. Here we go.
Oh, make it tough.
Yeah, make it tough one. Not that. All right, here we go. Good luck. Here's the scene. Go, Brady. Out loud.
Well, if you take 3.14 and you multiply it by 10 times, I think we'll be able to orbit this. This formula right here should work. According to my printouts here, I don't think that equation's going to work. I don't know if we can bring him home or back.
Homer.
We got to loop it around.
Apollo 13 is right. Wow.
You guys are on the same page.
Yeah, you two are on the same
wavelength.
Yeah, you two should go. What do you weigh, Sean?
I go about $175.
About $175. All right, maybe you and Brady can't be friends.
I'm 6'5", though.
Oh, my God. You can't be friends with Brady at all.
We have so much in common.
Yeah. Just like maybe sit next to each other at the movies and enjoy an hour, but that's about it. All right. There you go. Sean's
we're out
the
of prizes.
We've run out of prizes. Brady's too good
sorry,
at this.
Yeah. Sorry.
You just started to do the
acted my ass
scenes
off.
You wanted to do.
I like the Sean Connery.
I did. That was pretty good. It came out of nowhere. He wasn't in the scene, but why not?
He was. You saw him back there.
No.
No.
He was in it?
He was just
no, he wasn't.
No,
not that scene.
He was in the tunnel.
No, that was Nicolas Cage.
No. Go back to it. Play it.
You sure?
You guess that's why I threw it in there, because he was there.
All right.
Yeah, but you were doing a line from like way earlier in the movie.
Yeah. I don't see
him. He was down in the cave when they were underneath there.
Got it. Good to go.
Nicolas Cage. No, Sean Connery.
Hold on, maybe there's another cage.
Stand fast. There he is in the hat.
He's
boobs.
Just standing there. He was leaning up against the wall. But he didn't say anything, so it wasn't even part like
that. Nailed it.
No. Add it in.
Eat a D.
Add it in. I guess that's the only thing he said in the movie.
Will you please stop saying that?
Your best. If I'm in a scene, I'm saying that.
He got caught in a loop.
Won't stop saying it, baby girl. He's just going crazy. Anyway, well done, Brady. You are pure actor.
Now, Josh doesn't get to play. We're out of prizes. Sorry,
Josh, we're out of prizes. Hang up on Josh for holding on for so long, you get nothing. Brady was too good. The movies were too. See if you can do it again. I want to see if I can guess one. I'm not going to look. See if you can get one.
All right.
Just showing up there. I won't look. Let's see if I can guess.
Give me Brady's. A couple of minutes.
Get a good one in there. Get a solid, a thick one.
Woo!
A deep one.
Deep, deep cut.
Deep, heavy. Number 11 on the B side. Here we go. You had a good list of stuff.
One that Brady hasn't even seen.
Yeah, that would be nice. That's what I want. All right, here we go.
So he'll just get lost in the character.
Oh, man.
All right, good luck. I'm not looking.
Got to play after the ad, so give me a second.
Yeah, there's an ad playing, and I can't look because it'll say it on the screen. Yep. Damn it. Can you skip ad?
I can't. No,
oh,
on this
I hate
one.
That. Don't you hate that?
Here we go. Here we go.
Here we go. Is it Tom Mix, American Cowboy? In the
you
first
don't understand
film?
What it's like to fight like I do. I bust my ass every day, and my nose is broke. These scrambled eggs taste horrible. Anyway, did you F my friend?
It's Raging Bull.
Yeah. Again, throwing in lines that are not from that.
Yeah, but still, these scrambled eggs are horrible.
What scene is that?
Yeah, no, it's great. He gets. Man, you are a crotchety, hard-to-work-with actor, though.
What is that in the movie, though?
What is what?
The scene. She's making him breakfast. Yeah. What are they talking about?
Looks like food.
Well, this is
this should be your wheelhouse.
Yeah, this is, well, of course, yeah. You're going to talk about that.
Oh, that's the steak.
Yeah. The steak's cooked wrong, and he beats the tar out of her for it.
I went the eggs.
She throws him and hits him with a pan, if I remember right, in this Raging Bull scene. I would turn it up, but we can't do that for Raging Bull.
That's why I acted it out.
Yeah, it's pretty good. These scrambled eggs are terrible. Yeah. This is when Jake gets a little violent with the lady.
Gotta quit knocking her around. What are you doing?
It's a great movie. God, that makes me want to watch Raging Bull again. And not The Irishman.
I tell you what, I'll kick you with my 80-year-old legs. Now you're down. Things are not looking good for you. You're down. Stay down.
I haven't seen that yet. Is it not good?
It's long. It's a greatest hits. It's member berries for people who like
those movies.
The characters.
All right, Eric, you want a shot?
Yeah, some people. Yeah,
here we go.
Right.
Turn away. Turn away.
Shot? You got to turn around.
Oh, all right.
Here we go. Go ahead, Brady. Start the acting with it. And go. Oh, this will be a good one.
You know what you need to learn, kid? You need to learn about these Rocky Mountains and the way things work here. You think you're a gunfighter.
Oh, God, you devil.
You're a pussy. You think you're a badass and you think you can just go in there and shoot all these people?
I'm the fastest guy in the gun. I got the fastest gun in the West.
Unforgiven.
I'm the fastest guy in the gun was a dead giveaway.
He's stumbling a little, but I had to go to the other character.
Well, yeah, no, and sometimes that'll make you throw up words. All right, nice job.
I like the Clint Eastwood, Brady. That's
not bad. Yeah, it wasn't, you know. It's fun.
I don't know. You're down. You're down now. His 80-year-old kicks. And now I'm going to shuffle off. I'm 49.
I thought they de-aged them in the
They
movie.
Did, but they still have to move.
Oh, okay.
And when they move, it's 80-year-old men.
Beautiful blue eyes. So.
And it's beautiful brutal. It's like there's a fight scene where De Niro's like, and he's kicking a guy, and he can't get his leg off the ground. He's like, I'm 49-year-old man, kicking your ass. And then he shuffles away real slow like an 80-year-old who's got to pee.
I just beat the tar out of a guy because I'm very virile.
Probably should have got a younger actor.
Very should have probably not done it. A little bit. A
well,
bit
the
bad.
Industry must have been on it a little bit because I'm not sure how the Golden Globes, he got snubbed.
What?
Yeah.
Well, maybe because he wasn't very good in it.
John, is Brady a member of FAG?
No,
Film
SAG.
Actors
it's
Guild?
SAG. It's, oh, no, it's SAG. SAG, okay. Yeah. Film Actors Guild was in Team America. That's different.
Wrong one.
Yeah, and then Pacino is some odd Irish.
Top of the morning to you.
He does these weird, like,
oh, yeah, here we go. I got a little bit of an accent occasionally. Why? I don't know. But then it goes away, and I'm doing my old thing. And I'm going to beat people.
The best thing they had about that was his hair, the Hoffa
yeah,
hair.
Yeah, it was pretty
that
good.
That was about.
Anybody else got any Metamucil? I got Metamucil. I got it. I got to do it because I got to do it after my fights. I fight a lot, you see.
Pesci was the best.
Yeah, Pesci's great.
Isn't he always, though?
He really is. He steals it all. But it's just, it's old men CGI'd into young men, but they can't change how they move around.
I don't think Pesci really wanted to do it, though.
No.
Because he was retired.
It's a walkthrough.
Like, I'm done.
The story's pretty good, but 3.5 hours, I got real bored. I had to sit in 3 different groupings to watch that. I can't sit for that
and
long.
People are like, this is the greatest thing
Well,
ever.
It's member berries.
It is.
It's people going, oh, I loved them when. And
They're
I was
back together.
Toledo and I were talking about it yesterday. It's like, it's basically our generation has had, we're the first cable generation that grew up. So we've got so many memories and so many things in our history that it's not just fresh cut grass that sends us back. We've got 6,000 different things we can go back to that pull us into a time and space. And that brings us back to when we used to watch and love movies so much. So you see these guys up there doing the exact same characters they've done in the past. You're like, oh, I love this. And it feels familiar. But when he starts fighting, man, that fight scene is pathetic. And it makes you just put your head down and go, all right, they reminded me I'm old now. They reminded me that this is not a better time. This is the modern day.
You want to go? You want to do this? You want to fight? All right. I'll fight you. My little leg is kicking you. You're down because my little leg is moving and it's meeting you. Look, it's in the air. Now it's meeting you. Now it's hitting you in the torso. Ow. I'm going to shuffle away slow.
Who else has to pee?
I got to pee.
I really want to watch it now.
I got to pee.
I wonder how many times Scorsese's like, all right, guys, here we go. Big scene. I got to pee. All right, hold on. I'll wait for you.
Pee break.
All right, sorry about that. I had to pee.
Now I got to pee. You guys keep talking about peeing.
Oh, he's got to pee. We're all going to pee.
The flashback scenes weren't too bad.
All right, sorry about that. I had to pee.
Now I got to pee again. You know what we should do? We should just all have tubes.
Yeah, let's get tubes connected to our dicks.
You know, connected to our dicks, we'll all pee. There'll be no editing. During the fight scene, we'll have to take out the tubes. Oh, talking about it, I got to pee.
It's good. But I think people overhyped it for me. It's like, this is unbelievable. It's back. Scorsese's back. These guys are amazing. And I'm like, oh, I'm seeing a bunch of old men playing their old roles.
Cool.
They could have gotten better people.
Scorsese could poop on a plate and Brett Vesely would eat it.
Oh, Scorsese with that cast could basically say, here's our trip to Rome.
Hey, we're standing up here in Rome. It's a movie. Huh? You want to fight, old man? I just wanted an autograph. I got pee. Or I kick. You're getting kicked. You got kicked by Robert De Niro.
You throw Jeff Dye in there to host the whole thing?
Yeah, it would be great. It's the same thing as Jeff Dye's show when he took old men to China.
All right, cool. I'll do it.
It's okay. It's member berries, though. It's very nostalgic.
And you learn a little bit, I guess, about the Hoffa story.
A little Hoffa,
but that's what you hear from most people.
We already had the Hoffa movie.
Yeah, and it wasn't good. Here's the thing. If you watch it, if you have the time to sit and watch a 3.5-hour movie and you want to do that, then go nuts. But I couldn't absorb the story because I had to break it down into three different chunks.
That's why I was waiting until vacation.
Yeah, smart.
To watch.
Yeah, and you're going to fall asleep.
Oh, really?
You're
good.
Going to fall asleep. It's inevitable.
Perfect for vacation.
Because you're at home.
Lay on the couch.
You're at home. You're going to sit on the couch.
Movie.
You're going to be an hour and a half in going, even if you're like, this is great. You're out. You can't do that. You can't 3.5-hour movie.
You have 7 days to finish it.
At home. Sweet. I got that new Tuft and Needle bed. With the adjustable frame.
Oh, that's...
Forget it. TV's trouble. Over for me. I can't make it through 8 minutes of anything. I could be on cocaine and get into
that's
that
because
you're
getting older. You got to pee a lot and
I got
you pass out.
My bed goes... meek, meek,
you have a hospital bed.
I do. And I'm sitting up straight and watching like, oh, this is a great episode. I wake up every night to like news at 3 a.m. Like, welcome back. The real quiet 3 a.m. news because the TV's been on all night. Welcome back to early, early, early morning news for all people who have to pee. It's true. We got ourselves the hot releases coming up. Brady, well done. Killed it today. It's 98 KUPD.
97.9.